So even these soldiers that went out, that they were already the elite in Klal Yisrael, they also weren't protected. There's no guarantee. You still can also fall into the trap of the Yitzhar. But the question is, there had to be something preceding that. That a person should go to war and end up with such a krum desire from going to the most sacred Muhammad Klal Yisrael to end up in such a krum. There's got to be something wrong. So I want to try to bring that out and tie it into a little bit the next parasha, which is the parasha ben Sarumer, in this week's parasha. The next parasha follows with ben Sarumer. It says, Kilish Shtei Noshim, talks about the two wives. And then it says, Kilish ben Sarumer. The person will have a ben Sarumer. Einena Shemea b'koylovavu b'kolim. Doesn't listen to his parents. So the halacha is, you take him out to be stoned. There's a lot of difficulties in this piece. A lot of difficulties. Number one, the whole punishment, Shkoyach, thank you, the whole punishment that's being given to him seems to be way above and beyond the law. What punishment is being given to him? He's being punished with misa, and not just misa, skila. Skila is the chomer shebachamuras. He's getting the worst punishment imaginable. Right? There is no more stringent punishment. In Mises Bez, doesn't exist. He's getting the worst punishment imaginable. That's on the one side. On the other side, he didn't even do anything that he's chayv misa for. He stole a chayv misa for stealing. He got drunk. Definitely a chayv misa for getting drunk. He's eating meat. Okay, he's eating meat. He's frozen. Zoylo v'seve. The worst terminology we use about this kid, he's a frozen. He's frozen. Misa? But, so Chazal seemed to intervene. And Chazal say, Yomu Zakai Val Yomu Schaev. True. Seems to be what Chazal is telling us in Sanhedrin, is that he's not such a bad guy. He's not so bad. Let him die when he's still okay. Let's get rid of him early. Yomu Zakai Val Yomu Schaev. Let's kill him now before he ends up being worse. Forgetting that that concept alone is a tremendous contradiction with many other concepts in the Torah, which already the Rishonim ask. The Rishonim by asking the Parasha, the Reim and the Malbim, they all ask. The Yireim, what do you mean? We read on Rosh Hashanah, we read the Parasha of Yishmael, right? Where Yishmael was sent away from Avram, and he was dying by the well, the Rebbeinu saved him. And we read on Rosh Hashanah, why do we read on Rosh Hashanah? Because it says, Kishoma Hashem, Kol Anar Ba'asher Hushom. So Chazal said, Malachim came. And Malachim said, look at this Yishmael. Why save him? You know what his kids are going to be like? The Malachim were able to see ISIL. They were able to see the Islamic state that we're looking at today. They were able to see that. They said, this we're going to save? And Hashem responds to the Malachim, Ein ani dono Yisrael lefi mashehu, can only be judged by what he is today. Can't judge the future. To judge what you have here. And that's why we read on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Aseres Metshuva, people do tshuva. What will be with you later on? We want Hashem to judge us now. Right now, we're Balei Tshuva. Judge us the way we are. Okay? So conceptually, the Torah judges a person not by what he will do, but what he is. And if anything, in a positive direction, there's a concept called Machshava Tovah. Kamais, Hashem will judge you for a good deed that you want to do, even if you didn't do it yet. But the other way around, Machshava Ra, Definitely not Kamais. So how is it that a Benzer Umayra gets killed now for what he's going to be in the future? They ask this kasha. It's not a new kasha. All the Mefarsh. How could it be? But it's really, at face value, it contradicts the rule of the Torah of Ba'asher Husham, that Hashem judges a person by who, by where they are now. Right? So barely we can understand why are we giving Misa to Ben Sorma. We could barely get it. And so you'd think, so give him the least invasive death. You're just trying to get rid of him before it gets worse. Right? So give him an injection, like they do today. And even that, they're suing the states now. Because the last two took longer than they expected. So now they're suing the state. Right? The person never withered or something. This is serial killers. They saw them withering for a couple of minutes. It's a terrible thing. But you would think that if you're anyway not killing the Mensah Umara for what he is today, so you just want to get rid of him before he metastasizes, before he grows into something bad. So get rid of him in the most misakala. But the Torah gives him here the worst oinish imaginable. Some would at least say, well, we're projecting what he will do, and we're giving him that punishment. And even that doesn't work so much, because Ritzicha is Saif. It's not even skill. So some want to say, well, he's going to steal on Shabbos. He'll be Machal Shabbos. But again, he's done nothing yet. So you're only killing him for what will be. So why give him such a Misa Chamura? That's the difficulty.
Is it possible to send example for other children?
And death is not sufficient. The worst death. It seems to be a very big... Okay. One last point before we just try to metabolize this. The parasha we find also, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. In the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, the Torah gives a special bracha. The Torah says that if somebody does Shiluach HaKan, you're going to live long. Arichas Yomim. The Gemara in Chul talks about this. Shiluach HaKan, Arichas Yomim. There have been people that used to go to all kinds of lengths to do Mekayim Shiluach HaKan. The Gedolei Yisrael, when the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan came their way, they would actually share it. There's a picture of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv together holding a stick doing Shiluach HaKan because each one wanted to share it with the other one. Doing the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan together. So the Gemara in Chum asks, why is this mitzvah isolated as a mitzvah of Arichas Yomim? But not only it's a mitzvah of Arichas Yomim, if you look at the Pasuk, when it gives the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, there's a bunch of other mitzvahs connected. Makeh, the mitzvah to have a fence around the roof. It gives you the mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisvahs. It gives you the mitzvah. It follows with a whole range of mitzvahs. So the Rishonim bring down the Medrash, that the Medrash says that what Hashem is really telling us is that if you're Mekayim, in other words, if you look at the Seder, the Pesukim, starts in Perikov Beis, Pasuk Vov Ki Korikan Sipur. And right after that, Ki Sivne Bayis, new home. After that, plowing a field in Kilayim, getting married. So Chazal tell us that if you do Shiluach HaKan, you're going to be zeicher to have a home, and you'll have a home, you'll be zeicher to have a mikah, and you'll... Meaning, the Shiluach HaKan is going to usher in a whole range of bruch. Whole range of bruch. Why is that? What's so special about Shiluach HaKan? The fact that there's Arichas Yomim, so for that already there's a Gemara in Chulin, and the Gemara in Chulin says that the reason why Hashem gave Arichas Yomim for Shiluch HaKan, the Gemara says in Chulin, is to tell you that even though it's a mitzvah kala, it's an easy mitzvah. That's also shala why it's called an easy mitzvah, but still Arichas Yomim. But again, the rest of our parasha underscores the fact that there are so many brachas that are going to come because of Shiluch HaKan. You're going to be blessed in all areas of your life because of Shiluch HaKan. Why? What's so special about Shiluch HaKan? Why Shiluch HaKan bring in all these brachas? And lastly, we talk afterwards, it's brought down here, the Yisurei Kol, people that you're not allowed to marry. And it brings down the Inyan, Lo Yovoy Amoini Umoyavi Bekal Hashem. That Amoini and Moyavi are not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. When it says that Amoini and Moyavi are not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, it gives a very strange reason. Lo Yovoy Amoini Umoyavi Bekal Hashem. Now, Amon and Moyav look to destroy Klal Yisrael. These are nations that look to destroy Klal Yisrael. But that's not the reason the pasuk is. Al dvar asher lo kibmu eschem balechem ubamayim baderech betzei eschem mitzroyim. Starts off very, very parva. Because when you left Mitzrayim, they didn't come out to greet you with food. They didn't send out a team to give you food and water and basically aid. They didn't send aid out to Klal Yisrael while we were going out of Mitzrayim. I mean, that would be a level that we'd expect. They're going to send out a Temchei Shabbos for us. Because they didn't send out Temchei Shabbos, so you can't marry them if they're Magayer. That seems to be pretty steep. Because they didn't do. But what's interesting is right after the Torah says that, it says, Va'al asher sochar alecho bilam ben ba'or lekal alecho. And then all of a sudden it says, and also, by the way, they hired Bilam to curse you, to destroy you. First things first. First it says, the main reason is because they didn't send aid. When you were leaving Mitzrayim, they didn't send teams with aid to give you bread and water when you travel. That's chesed. I mean, who's expecting chesed from the goyim are going to do chesed with us? We're leaving Mitzrayim. Who would even expect that? But then the Torah ends by saying, and by the way, also, Sochar lecha Bilam rasha lecha lecha. He did hire Bilam to curse you and destroy you. Okay, that I hear. For some reason, the Torah puts that as a secondary thought, not as the ikar thought. And one of the riots that's not the ikar thought is because Amon wasn't the one that did that. And Amon is put together here with Moav. Right. So the Ashalay Kidmu Balechem Ubamayim is the main reason. Another riot, and it's the main thing. Chazal tell us that the woman, who it's not the derech for the woman to go out, they weren't punished. That's why Ruth was able to marry the Klais. Moyavi v'lo Moyavis. So you see that the main objection we have Taman and Moav is not that their nation seek to destroy us, but rather because they didn't come out for aid, to provide aid when we were leaving Mitzrayim. That's the main reason. And that's why the woman, that this was not part of the expectation to begin with, they're okay, they could marry into Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat? So here's the idea, I think, that we could say here to give us clarity, really in so many different parts of the parasha. I think that you could say it's like this. About 20 years ago, I saw from Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, a beautiful idea on ribbis. Beautiful idea. Chaim Shmulevitz discusses the concept of ribbis. And he has a very profound kasha. He says, what's wrong with ribbis? Why is ribbis such a bad thing? Think about ribbis. A guy comes over, he says, I need a loan. I'm starting a business. I need a loan. He said, I'm happy to help you. What do you need? You need a $500,000? No problem. I'll write you out a check for $500,000. But listen, I'll do you a favor, you'll do me a favor. I'll lend you $500,000, you can start your business. Give me back 2%. You can't get that rate anyway. Try to find 2%. You're not getting it. Even an adjustable, you're not getting 2%. 2%? The halacha is it's ribbis deraisa. In the ribbis deraisa, and all the brachas that we see over here for shiluach hakan are reversed by ribbis. All the klolos, the curses that will come upon you, chas v'shalom, for charging ribbis. Why is it so bad? I understand the guy does it interest-free. It's even nicer. God has ribbis. What's so terrible? You want the loan, right? He's lending you the money. What's so bad? He's charging a little interest. Okay, see, he's not the Chofetz Chaim. Fine.
Yeah, but the complete favor is lost.
Huh?
Favor is to lend the money. It's no longer a favor. It's a loan.
So he's not a Baal Chesed.
Yeah.
True.
He's missing out.
Okay. There are many mitzvahs people lose on it. We don't find for other mitzvahs if a person loses a mitzvah, he's cursed, he'll lose all his money, he'll end up becoming an eved ivri. That's what it says over there. You lend your money ribbis, the end will be you'll have to sell all your nechassim, you sell yourself for an eved ivri. The guy, he didn't do a mitzvah. He didn't do an ideal mitzvah. Why is it so? So Chaim Shmulevitz says a beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. So along the lines, David, he's saying, but he energizes the whole idea. He says like this. Oilam chesed yibane. The world is standing on chesed. That's the omer oilam. Not everybody does chesed. Not everybody does chesed. And because you don't do chesed, you don't. Hashem doesn't send out his wrath after you if you're not the biggest baal chesed. Some people are bigger baal chesed. Some people are smaller baal chesed. But the way Rav Chaim Shulevitz explains, he says, making a loan, that's a gemach. That is one of the pillars that the world is standing on. So he says like this, he says, if you make a loan and you charge interest, you're manipulating the pillar of kindness. You're taking something which is supposed to be kindness and you're distorting it. It's not just, this guy, he didn't make a loan at all. Okay, so he didn't get involved in the whole loan department. Right? But every person that goes out there and makes a loan to another needy Jew and charges him interest, he's creating in the atmosphere a distortion of what a loan is supposed to be. I'll give you a mashal. You have a guy who doesn't daven. He finds it hard to concentrate. He doesn't daven. He doesn't come to shul. He doesn't daven. That's one level. Then you have a guy, he comes to shul, and he doesn't daven in shul. Okay? So he makes a galechter out of the davening in the shul. 1,000 times worse. Because he's being mezalzel, the omer of avoida. He's taking the omer of avoida, and he's making a circus out of it. He's not just saying, I'm not on the level. He's distorting tefillah. The guy who's staying home, he hasn't reached the level of davening. But he hasn't distorted the essence of what tefillah is. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, the guy who gets involved in the loan business, what he's basically doing is he's rolling up his sleeves and he's distorting how you're supposed to treat a needy Jew. So you know what? This is how you treat a needy Jew. You take interest from them. The guy who sits home hasn't gotten involved. He has it like a sheval tas. He says, here you've distorted the omer of chesed. That's his cook on it. I'll tell you like this. Person goes out to war. Why does he end up with a fast tire? How did the guy end up with a fast tire? How did he end up taking the shiks? Something went very wrong here. Right? He went on a sacred mission. He went on a mission for Klal Yisrael. He went to Moshe Nefesh. The Teretz is, when he went to war to begin with, he went to war with the wrong thought. He went to the war thinking about himself. If he went to war, Taka, to be Moshe Nefesh himself for Klal Yisrael, he don't end up with the shiks. The shiks is just a result of what his original intention was when he left. The pasuk says, "Ki seitzei la milchama aleivech." The word "la" actually means not. If you learn Maseches Nedarim, it says "la chulin sho'echalach" means loy chulin. It shouldn't be. Why does it say "Ki seitzei la milchama"? La milchama means not the war. It should say "Ki seitzei limilcham." Why does it say "la"? The Teretz is, if you go out to war for Klal Yisrael, you don't end up with the shiks. Ki seitzei la milchama. When you went out to begin with, so you took what was supposed to be the omer of chesed, you took what was supposed to be mesiras nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and you reversed it. That's why they were so particular before they went out to war. If somebody has averus, go home. This is a holy war. This is not a war to go to for your own purposes. This guy went out to the war, so he distorted the omer chesed. What gets created from that? Chazal say Ben Sermer. What's a Ben Sermer? Ben Sermer is a child that is totally self-centered. Steals from his parents. Curses his parents. He's totally self-centered. So the Ben Sermer, if he would steal from others, it's one thing. He steals from his parents. He steals from the people that have brought him into this world. He curses the people that brought him into this world. So he is actually contradicting the midah of Olam Chesed Yibani, the pillar of the world. In a sense, that's the biggest crime. Because Chesed is the Omer Olam. What is Shiluach HaKan? Shiluach HaKan is a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachaye in this week's parish. It's a great idea. He says, Rabbeinu Bachaya says, why is it such a big deal that you can't take a bird while it's on the eggs? Why is it such a big deal? There's an asay, there's a lois asay, there's an asay to send away the mother, there's a lav, yoiver, two things. Big deal, you took the bird with the eggs, what's the big deal? He says, a great idea. He says, try walking over to a bird in the street. You won't be able to. You walk over a bird, it flies away. Why is one able to grab a bird from a nest? It's very simple. Because the mother bird has rachmanis on its children, on its chicks, on its eggs. And the mother is revetzes, the mother is sitting there with rachmanis. So when you walk to the nest, if you ever saw, sometimes you'll have a pigeon on a nest, it doesn't move. You walk over there, it's sitting there. You have trouble getting it off the nest. Says Rabbeinu Bachaya, if you now take that mother with the eggs, what you're basically doing is you're taking advantage of the midah of chesed that the mother has over its chicks. You're capitalizing on the chesed of the mother. And the opposite, if you sit there and say, I won't do that, you're recognizing and internalizing what chesed is. I'm not going to take the mother while it's sitting on its chicks. I'm not taking advantage. A mother has rachman. As much as I'm there for the mother, I want the mother, I'm not doing it. That's recognizing. Oylam chesed yibani, the world is built on chesed. Memela, if you do shiluach hakan, all the brachas of the world come to you. That's why it continues. Kisiv nebayis chadash, and all the things. Marriage, because you've embraced the Omer Ha'olam, and the Omer Ha'olam is Chesed. Klal Yisrael were the cause of Amon and Moav to be in the world. Because Avraham Avinu, Loit, was Nitzel in the Schus of Avraham Avinu. If not for Avraham Avinu, Loit would have been finished. So Loit was Nitzel in the Schus of Avraham Avinu. So the descendants of Loit, they owe us their lives, they owe us their existence. It's our chesed, it's the chesed of Avraham Avinu that preserved them, right? When they, loikidmu eschem balechem ubamayim, when they rejected the chesed that was done for their existence, that contradicted them having any shaychas to Klal Yisrael. All the things that came later were an outcome of the lack of any kind of recognition of chesed. Here, their whole existence was in the zchus of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu saved Lot from the Malchei, the whole battle with the Melochim. Avraham Avinu saved Lot twice. Once when he saved him during the time of the Melchama, and once during Stoyim. And they refuse to acknowledge that. If you're koifer in chesed, you have no place in Klal Yisrael. And that's why that's brought as number one. That's the main reason why Amon and Moav can't be brought into Klal Yisrael. Okay.